Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
Hello and welcome everyone to the National Guild of Hypnotists Hypnosis Podcast. My name is Debbie Livingston and I'll be your guest interviewer today. And I am super excited because I get to talk with a woman, Holly Stokes, who is an author, master NLP coach, and also a hypnosis certified trainer. And let me just talk to you a little bit about her before I officially say hello. Holly Stokes, as I said, is a master NLP coach trainer and NGH hypnosis trainer. She's a three-time author and speaker, and she also keeps a full-time practice and wellness center in Salt Lake City, Utah. So she's a very busy lady. And it says she's worked over the last 16 years, she's worked with thousands of clients in rewiring the brain out of old habits, fears, stress, and the sabotage through NLP hypnosis and coaching. And I love the quote that some of the magazines, Shape Magazine, Active Times, and Chicago Tribune have quoted you. And I love this quote. Holly says, life, health, happiness, achievement, it all gets easier with your brain on board. So with that, welcome Holly Stokes. I'm really happy to meet you.
Thank you. Me too. Likewise.
Yeah. I've heard of you. I've seen you before. So this is my first official getting to know you. So this is really fun for me. I did look at your website, really fabulous website. So before we dive in and talk about the conference and all that, I'm really curious with all your accolades, how did you get started in hypnosis? Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg, with all your things that you do? How did you get started?
Well, before I came to the field of hypnosis, I was a backpacking wilderness guide working with at-risk teens. And so we were hiking around in the woods, you know, until they promised to behave. Not really.
You're already one of my new favorite people.
So, and of course, teens were working on things like communication and self-esteem and working with, challenges in life, of course, and even drug addictions. So psychologists would come out once a week and tell us, hey, you've got to, stop lying, or little Johnny needs to work on his communication skills. So as guides, we would run these therapy groups to help them recognize self-reflection, recognize what they're doing, and make these changes that the psychologist had prescribed to them. So this got me intrigued. I'd been working as the backpacker guide for about 10 years, and I got really intrigued to finally finish my degree in psychology, led me back to school. And while I was there, one of our classes, we were talking about the placebo effect. And in the placebo effect, there we watching a documentary on how just thinking that we are taking a placebo pill, even though it has no medical effect, people will show results. Even like 50% or more of people will respond to these placebos. So a lot of times people kind of dismiss the placebo, but I think that it's really illustrating how powerful our minds are. That this is like mind over body stuff. And I was so fascinated. My psychology class, I raised my hand and like, what's going on? You know? Oh, and one of the ending screens was a man undergoing brain surgery using no anesthesia, only hypnosis. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. So my hand shot up. What's going on here? We're going to talk about hypnosis. And the teacher was like, no, mostly psychologists think that hypnosis is just playing along. So I was floored. Like, we just saw evidence for the power of the mind. And I'd always kind of had a background or a passion for natural health. So I was just on fire. I've got to figure out what's going on here. In researching on my own, I found a local school and so many applications of hypnosis. I was totally fascinated and found a local school that was training in both hypnosis and NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and I was hooked. And so that even from there, I was like, okay, this is what I wanted to do. This is how I wanted to help people. Because just knowing that we have an issue isn't enough. We really need to enroll the unconscious mind in the change that we're trying to create. Otherwise, we just keep sabotaging ourselves.
Absolutely. That's fascinating. So when you were working with the teens out in the wilderness, have you done that since you become a hypnotist? And have you applied any of like hypnotic tools, or is that like part of the past now?
Not since. I've had, younger clients come in. Parents will bring in like their teenagers or maybe even younger kids in. And some of the like just ways of connecting with kids comes really easily because I had that experience. And just in, how we see kids, how we relate to them, they want to be seen as a valuable person. And sometimes in our culture and society, we kind of dismiss, oh, you're just a teenager. You're not an adult. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
So you just give them that respect and treat them like, hey, you have some wisdom to tap into and get on board with recognizing them as a person, and they really open up.
That's powerful. Years ago, when I was in high school, I wanted to do an Outward Bound program, which it sounds really similar to like that, but I didn't. It was in Colorado, and I didn't, we didn't belong to that town. I was in Connecticut, so I never got to do it. But that's really cool. I just really think that's fascinating. So with that, so you became a hypnotist and an NLP practitioner.
Yeah.
So how do you, when you work with your sessions with people, like, do you combine everything together? Like, how do you, what's your modality with hypnosis? Like, how do you like to approach people? That's right.
Yeah. So I went through, once I started finding these skills, I was hooked. I went through life coach training, NLP coach, master NLP, NLP health. I just couldn't get enough, right? And so it really kind of gave me these three skill sets. There's the coaching aspect, which I love coaching for the model. It's very empowering, says the person has all their own answers. They just need to unlock what their answers are. And so I love that coaching model. Also, coaching is really great for helping people set up action steps. Like, okay, here we worked on this. What small step are you going to take this week to build your momentum or to put that action into place, play in life? And then, of course, the hypnosis is, well, we look at how do we tune your unconscious mind to get on board with these things that you want to create in life. And so we're doing that change work. And this is where people, even though they know what they want, are still spinning their wheels, especially if they're running up against sabotage. Mm-hmm. And then NLP is very practical. I love teaching and sharing the skills. And it looks more at what is your brain doing? What do you want it to do instead? NLP and hypnosis, they're really complementary. They really integrate very well together. So depending on what we're working on, I change up the process. Mm-hmm. Typically, we start with the intake, identify what is the brain doing, what do you want it to do instead, create the outline of the what we're going to cover and how many sessions it will take. And then I utilize coaching in various ways, kind of at the end of the session. How are you going to reinforce what we're helping your brain set up? So it kind of really integrate them all. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds
processes.
Really, sounds really
I do
powerful.
Like different things. Oh, thank
that's
you.
Really cool. So,
I just have to mention this. One of my friends, I was talking with him at a hypnosis conference. This is why I love the hypnosis conferences. One conversation can actually make a huge shift. So I'm talking with him about NLP and hypnosis, and he's like, well, Holly, anything that you do in NLP can be translated into hypnosis. And anything that you do in hypnosis can be translated into NLP,
mm-hmm.
which is more experiential.
Yeah.
Mind blown. Why didn't
right?
I think of that?
I'll validate that because when I started off doing hypnosis before I became an NLP practitioner, people who are NLP practitioners would say, where did you learn NLP? I'm like, I've never done NLP. They're going, well, everything you've done with me in hypnosis are NLP techniques. And I thought, maybe I should become certified to know about that. So,
you're right.
It's like a handshake. So they both integrate so well.
And NLP was really developed from, one of their people that they modeled, Milton Erickson, well-known psychiatrist and hypnotist. And so,
Excellent. So when you're doing your work in fabulous Utah, I love Salt Lake City. Uh-huh. Do you have a particular, I have two questions. One, I'll ask this first. When you're doing your work, who's your favorite type of client to work with? Like, do you ditch the niche, or do you have a niche? You know, who do you call in as your
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually get a lot of people. So I've developed a hypnosis weight loss program. So it's kind of a signature program there. So I get about 30% of my clients come in for hypnosis weight loss. And then I get about 30% of my clients come in for anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, anxiety, we kind of take stress for granted, but anxiety feels more out of control than stress. So those kind of main categories. And then I also get about 30% of business owners. And I would probably say I love working with business owners because these are the visionaries. They can see something that isn't already there. Mm. They're creating business, they're solving problems in the world, and they just have so much creative energy to really bring this on board with what they're creating. And just the hypnosis and NLP stuff can really help them unlock that as well. So I don't know, it's hard to say which is the favorite category. Mm-hmm. I do love them all. You know, your hypnosis, your weight loss people, there's usually underlying anxiety patterns that they're responding to. So you definitely kind of, and all those things kind of integrated at the same levels, and especially with business owners, there's some levels of anxiety. Why haven't you fired the people that you need to fire? Why haven't you done your billing and invoicing? What, you know, so there's usually stuff underneath.
That's fascinating. So in your personal life, you know, I mean, not without getting really personal, a lot of people start turning to hypnosis to become a trainer or a hypnotherapist because they use hypnosis for their own personal self. Mm-hmm. So did you have any experiences where like, whoa, this is the modality for me, or is it more just the integration with psychology and all that?
Yeah, so I did have some experiences with hypnosis before. You know, we talked about the placebo effect.
Yeah.
One in particular, I worked with a psychologist who had some background with hypnosis. And this was being on the trail, you know, working with the kids. I just kept feeling I had this crampy stomach and, you know, my gut system wasn't feeling great. So he was referred to me, hey, let's see if there's something going on. I was actually diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome.
Ooh.
And went to see the psychologist that was referred, you know, that I was referred to. And we kind of dug in and dove in and uncovered some old stuff that really needed to be resolved and healed. I went through that and got off medications, was able to kind of get resettled, feel better in my body. So I definitely was, had some prior experience with that. And I found the power of it, I guess, even before I knew it was possible to learn and certify. Yeah. So
that's excellent. I love that. And you've been doing this for 16 years, it said in your bio.
Actually, it's 18.
18 years.
I may not have updated the bio. I started my practice went through trainings in about 2005 and started my practice the following year, 2006. So
excellent.
About the same time I graduated from psychology. So all the tools really came together.
You're a busy, busy woman. Oh. I have them in front of me, but say the names of your three books for the listeners.
Yes. So A Lighter You, Train Your Brain to Slim Your Body. That's part of that hypnosis weight loss program. And it really focuses lining out a bunch of NLP tools that can really help in that process. Cool. The next one, I found that my clients, they'd come in for, you know, healthy eating, weight loss, and they'd say things like, oh, I know all the calories in everything on the grocery shelves. I can just they do calories, counting calories every day. They say, and they were saying things like, you know, I know that if I eat this Snickers bar, I'm not going to have dinner. And I'm like, wait, this is not how this is operating. This is not doing your body any favors. And they really weren't understanding healthy eating and healthy lifestyle, that it's more about creating a balance.
Yep.
So that inspired me to write the next book, which is A Lighter You. I think it's Health Coach's Guide to Nutrition in Action. I'm going to retitle that to Healthy Eating Made Easy. because it's
Ooh.
really about when people hear,
That's
oh wait,
powerful.
I
Healthy
can't eat
easy, eating
sugar.
me easy.
Yeah. When they hear like, oh, I have to cut out sugar, I have to, you know, start cutting back on things. You don't have to miss out on the flavors of food, the fun of food. I'm actually a foodie. I love creating in the kitchen, and it can be amazing and be healthy at the same time. So, yeah, when we get to adding
Cool.
the recipes and stuff, but both of those are available in Kindle and on Amazon. And then
Cool.
third book is, I did write one, Visioneering Your Business, about how to use your brain for getting your business together. Like, we map things in our mind first before we create it in reality. So I wrote the book, Visioneering Your Business. That's available as my business program that I work with entrepreneurs and getting their brain on board, but also moving through, there's so many elements in running a business and just dialing them, each of them in. And then we'll mention this too. I have an upcoming book called The Miracle Code, Elevate Your Mind to Heal Your Body. And this has been my passion project over the last 10 years. Well, more than that. So about the same time I started my practice, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I was upset my life. Of course, I couldn't be out on the rivers or backpacking anymore. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's see how the NLP hypnosis tools can help me kind of work through the layers that are creating the stressors that are causing the interference in the body, the root issues, as well as the other effects that are causing the illness. So it kind of details my journey through that. And it's coming out hopefully this year, fingers crossed. I may even have some copies available at the conference.
So I'm going to wager a guess, because we tell our students and our clients that one hour of hypnosis is equivalent to like 6 or 8 hours of sleep. So I'm going to say you must use a lot of hypnosis to get all this stuff done, because you are super busy. You do it. I mean, it's impressive how much you're doing. So it's exciting. I was going to ask you before we dove into finding about what you're teaching at the conference this year. I like to find out what people like to do on the side when they're not doing hypnosis, but you've already mentioned you like to be outdoors, you're a backpacker, but is there anything else that you like to have fun with when you're not doing all this other stuff you're so busy with?
So I really just found the joy of being out on the rivers and in the lake. So I have some friends that are paddle boarders. I have some inflatable kayaks, and I've taken up whitewater kayaking. And so I just love, you know, sun and water and summer fun. So I try to be active through every season. During the summers, it's the lakes and rivers. And then during the winters, well, I did skiing this year, skiing, snowboarding, kind of moved between both of those. So
you're out there.
We'll
I
see
love
how
it.
Next year shapes up.
I love that. Well, I'm super excited to, meeting you today, but then seeing you in person at the conference. So I want to mention that the NGH Summer Conference is August 9th, 10th, and 11th this year in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And Holly, you're teaching on Sunday, and tell us about the class that you're teaching. It sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah, so it's Tap Into Your Hypnotic Genius. We're looking at not only how do you kind of get into that creative mindset, but there's some wonderful ways that you might even, you know, I have had the experience as a hypnotist. A client comes in and says, hey, I have this, you know, weird issue. I don't know what to do for it. And you don't have a script, and you don't have something to follow right there, but inspiration strikes you and it just flows. You're like, that's brilliant. So you can, this is one reason I love to record my hypnosis sessions, because I can take, if there is a session that comes through like that, that's customized and brilliant, I can take that and put it in, you know, define the script, get it transcribed. There's different services that do that, but actually create a professional product from that can help other people with the same kind of challenge. So So tap into your hypnotic genius, how to do that process of writing, recording your own scripts. So one, there's some really effective formulas for hypnosis that really can help people change their brain habits and patterns. So we're going to dial that in, how to, even if you haven't worked with an issue, how to recognize, like decode the problem to identify if you understand what the brain habits are doing, you can then find the solution. What do you want those brain habits to do instead? So decoding the problem, going through that effective formula for customized hypnosis, for effective hypnosis, and then writing, being able to write and record your own products. Get them out digitally. You can put them on YouTube. You can send them to your clients. I always record my hypnosis sessions so clients have something to help them continue working with. In fact, and I think it's the reason of that I record them, my voice and audio is floating around their computers now. So I've had clients come back just the last week. She hadn't seen me for 10 years and looked me up and came back in. So, it's all about understanding that process, making it faster, easier. And now with technology, like every hypnotist should be writing and recording their own.
Your class sounds really juicy. Do you know if you have if it's a 1 hour, 2 hour, do you know how long you have for this class on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure it's a 1 hour.
So it's gonna be a lot of information.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's on Sunday, which would be August 11th at the conference this year in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And because speaking of the conference, as a hypnotist, do you encourage people, or how do you describe the NGH convention to people? Because I think it's like one of the most exciting conferences in the world. How do you describe it to people?
Yeah, it's super, super fun. Like I said, it's like, it's all of the people, other fellow hypnotists are kind of out there in the trenches, making a difference in people's lives and people's communities. We are some of the most We're some of the most amazing people because
we are amazing.
We come to this field because we want to help people. We really want to make a difference in people's lives.
Yep.
And it's part of that ripple effect. So that hypnosis conference, these people from all over, you can just have these amazing conversations and this camaraderie, these connections. And like I mentioned, like one conversation can change something that you do in your practice or with clients.
Yep.
And so, you know, I had kind of, as before I found these conferences, I had been working as a hypnotist 10 years and I'm like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. Things are ho-humming along. You know, I got this. I know everything.
You're my fellow lone wolf.
I had to laugh at myself. And then I found the conferences. I'm like, whoa, mind blown. It's
right?
Just, yeah, for this like fee for the conference, you get to learn from these people all over the world. And often they're specializing in these fields that they've made traction, like hypnosis is the primary recommended treatment for IBS and hypnosis. So it's making huge inroads. So not only are we staying on top of what's new in the field, that you're making these connections to amazing fellow, I like to call us light workers.
Yeah.
Light workers out there that are really, helping people harness the power of their mind.
It's tagged as being one of the friendliest conferences in the world. So I'm going to say that's probably true. But one thing I really like about the conferences is that no matter what presentation I attend, whether it's a very first time presenter, somebody who's really seasoned, I always take away something that I can use in either my business or my personal life immediately. So there's always a nugget out of every single class, and the information that you get in the hallways is probably sometimes even more than you get in the classes. So it's fun. So again, we're talking today to Holly Stokes, and she's going to be presenting on August 11th. Hypnotic genius is what you're teaching.
It just helps to boost your energy, refocus your vision, enliven your practice, re-spark that passion, which is so important for us as, you know, business owners.
Yeah, we're hypnotized.
That momentum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And next year is the NGH's 75th anniversary. So it's a great way to celebrate next year too. But this is the year we're talking about, that you'll be speaking on Sunday Again, I've been having the pleasure of talking with Holly Stokes. She's from Salt Lake City, Utah, and she'll be presenting Sunday on hypnotic genius. Holly, this has been really fun getting to know you. You are one incredible ball of energy. And now I know what that glow is coming out of the western sky over towards Salt Lake. Oh, that must be the Holly glow that's happening over there. Really nice to meet you. I look forward to seeing you in person in August. And keep doing all that fabulous work that you're doing, that people are really blessed to be able to see you and be with you and work with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.